The Ypsilanti School District sold the property to American Community Developers in 1997, who agreed to offer affordable housing to senior citizens for 99 years as part of a tax incentive deal. That agreement was made with the Michigan State Housing Development Authority, also known as MSHDA, and not with the city of Ypsilanti. As part of the deal, after 15 years, the developers allowed to refinance with MSHDA or opt out and put the property up for sale. If it does not sell in 1 year, they could start charging market value for their units, but no longer receive a tax credit.
Residents there are used to paying extremely affordable rents, well below what max tax credit rents are for their qualifications, well below.
Blake Hunter is vice president of Independent Management Services, the company that manages Cross Street Village. He says the 104-unit complex is struggling.
The operating costs are increasing, and the capital needs are also increasing, and the property does not generate enough revenue to support what's needed.
71-year-old Lewis Riggs has lived there for 4 years. His rent recently went up from $750 to $830 and was told they could increase even more after signing his lease. Rick fears he may have to move out of his one-bedroom apartment.
I have looked probably at over 200 places, internet, in-person calling. They either have a year's waiting list, 4 years waiting list. They have a waiting list. They have a closed waiting list. The apartments are much smaller than what we've got, so you have to get rid of things. You know, there's a lot of worries for us old people.
Chris Finney's 95-year-old mother has called Cross Street Village home for over 5 years. He hasn't told her about what's going on because he says she would be devastated.
My mother lives on $1,400 a month, Social Security. So her rent is now $855. So you can see that there's not a lot left over for medical expenses, groceries, and other living things.
The property's management company has informed tenants they will have a grace period if the complex is no longer considered affordable housing. Blake Hunter explains.
The current residents that live there are protected by a 3-year tenant protection period, which is kind of an extenuating circumstance of the MSHDA tax credit program. So those residents will not be in, their rent will not be increased above the max allowable tax credit rent for their unit and income type.
But tenants say another problem is that they're not being informed just how much the rent could increase during those 3 years. And they don't like the idea that the rate could be influenced by Washtenaw County's area median income, which is nearly $92,000. Beth Ernett is the Director of Economic Development for the City of Ypsilanti. She explains why rent at the complex has increased even before the affordable housing agreement expires.
Vouchers are issued at either 20, 30, or 40% AMI. The developer was choosing to accept the 20%, which is the lower number, where when the property became for sale, he started to change the rents and was able to collect up to the 40%, which resulted in significant increases for the residents.
Do we know about how much increase for residents?
I've heard as high as $120 a month.
And this is all legal, though. They're not doing anything illegal, right?
They are not at this time.
Tenants have reached out to Washtenaw County officials for help. That includes State Representative Ronnie Peterson from Ypsilanti's 54th District. Peterson hosted a meeting at the First Presbyterian Church in Ypsilanti to address the issue and invited MSHDA, but they did not attend. Some of the residents wanted the meeting off-site because they said they felt intimidated when they held the meeting at the apartment complex to discuss the issue. Mike Witt is the asset management director for MSHDA.
The owner and its rep were not invited to the meeting, so MSHDA didn't believe that this would lead to very constructive discussion.
More than 30 of the seniors who live at the complex did attend the meeting. State Representative Peterson informed those in attendance about a conversation he had with a representative from MSHDA.
They basically said, well, you're taking them off campus. This is not a dialogue on the phone. Well, when did they become students at the university? They have a right to go anywhere they want to go. And this is what they chose as a venue close to the Cross Street Village.
MSHDA encourages tenants to contact them if they need help addressing the rent situation. Meanwhile, State Representative Peterson plans to ask Governor Rick Snyder to intervene to get answers for the seniors. Jorge Avellan, 89.1 WEMU News.